What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look. Some of those things are in the local news, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show. As of this date and until June the 30th of 2023, the government of Laurentino Cortizo will be able to directly contract up to $25 million to mitigate disasters caused by the rains and the imminence of new damages derived from atmospheric conditions. In the provinces of Panama, Colón, Chiriquí, Bocas del Toro, and the Guniala and Nagabe-Bugli regions. This was determined by the Cabinet Council when declaring a state of environmental emergency in almost half the country through Cabinet Resolution 110 of the 6th of October, published in the Official Gazette on Monday, that is, before the blows of Hurricane Julia, which may have affected Chiriquí and Colón. The Cabinet points out that in the months of June, July, August and September of 2022, extreme rains caused the Chico, Chiriagua and Escarera rivers to flood, affecting streets, roads and homes in Alenque in Chiriquí and putting them in danger of collapse. They also cite the damage to the road that leads the Nole Duima district, Nagabe-Bugli region, and they also mention the damage caused by floods and landslides in the province of Colón, which affected businesses and homes. It includes the deterioration of the El Llano-Carti highway in the Guniala region and a landslide and subsidence in Isla Colón, Bocas del Toro. The resolution specifies that once the exception period expires in June of 2023, the contracting entities must submit a detailed report to the procurement cabinet, which must be published in Panama Confra within 5 business days of its presentation. The legislative subcommittee created to discuss, once again, Bill 625, which adopts the legislation for the extinction of illicit assets in the country, met for the first time this Monday. The same last week by Government Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission of the National Assembly. It is made up of deputies Victor Castillo, Chairman and Subcommission, and Elimi Garcia Miro and Fatima Agrasal. Castillo, Miro and Agrasal will now have 10 working days to formulate modification proposals and present them to the Commission. This is now the second legislative subcommittee created to deal with the issue. The previous subcommittee made recommendations, but the bill presented by the executive in April 2020 was not approved in the first debate. They have wanted to think that the National Assembly is afraid of giving way to this bill or demonising the bill. It's not like this. There is a willingness on the part of the Assembly to discuss and listen to the people, Castillo said. The first to speak at Monday's session was the Secretary-General of the Ministry of Security, MINSEC. This is Jonathan Riggs. He assured that the bill is a necessity and stated that the entity aspires to achieve a consensus that allows the bill to advance on the legislative agenda. He clarified some points about the proposal and the initiative promoted by the executive through the MINSEC. He explained that as he is proposing in the current proposal, it is an autonomous jurisdiction that would be developed in parallel with a criminal proceeding. Castillo asked about the budget that would be needed to implement what was proposed in the bill. Riggs assured that it would have to be budgeted through the public ministry and the judicial branch. Riggs pointed out that the MINSEC intends to propose modifications to the same project that it presented a year and a half ago, after attending consultations and forums. The lawyer, Miguel Antonio Bernal, took the floor. "It's my opinion that this bill violates constitutional principles," he said. Who asked to file the proposal? The same was requested by the lawyer Alfredo Vairino, a prominent member of the defence team, the former president Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal. "Those of us who oppose this bill are not in favour of crime," said Bernal. In his opinion, the project is clear evidence of an authoritarianism that violates human rights, destroys citizens' legal security. He argued that he does not consider the project to be a necessity for the country. Deputy Agrasal took the floor and asked those who have considerations about the articles and the bill to send their proposals in writing to the subcommittee. This with the idea of being able to use each opinion as an input to elaborate modifications or proposals. The Presidency of the Republic reported on Monday that Janina Ntuani Menkomo, until now Minister of Government, will now be Foreign Minister, replacing Erica Moines. The Presidency does not inform the reason for Moines's departure, but in a press release it thanks for the service she provided to the country, which has contributed both to the strengthening of the Foreign Service and to Panama's foreign relations. With this appointment, there are already now three foreign ministers that the government of Laurentino Cortizo has had since he took office. This was in July of 2019. The first was Alejandro Ferrer, who on December the 2nd of 2020 was replaced by the until then Vice Foreign Minister for Foreign Affairs, Multilaterals and Cooperation, Erica Moines. At that time, Tewani was an advisor to Ferrer and also advised Cortizo on some official missions. Tewani, 38 years of age, was Minister of Government since March 6 of 2020 after Carlos Romero and Sheila Grajales passed through that position. It has not been said who will now occupy the position that Tewani leaves. Like Ferrer, Moines is also a lawyer. She was present at the dialogue table in Penonome, installed last July after the intense street protests that paralysed the country for a month. The new chancellor received her law degree in 2006 at the University of Panama. She also holds two master degrees, one in international political law from Université Libre de Bruxelles in Belgium, and another in arbitration, mediation and dispute resolution from the University of Hong Kong. She was a negotiator for free trade agreements between April and December of 2009. She is a member of the PRD. In the afternoon, she took office in the presence of President Laurentino Cortizo and Vice President José Gabriel Carrizo. According to official sources consulted by La Prensa, the Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, led by Rafael Sabons, has made changes to one of its main positions, which is aimed at supervising public infrastructure works throughout the country, and who would have been one of the minister's right hands from the beginning of his duties. Nicolas Rial, who served as the Ministry of Public Works National Director of Inspections, was replaced in his position by engineer José Murdoch. Quote, since last Friday, the engineer Real has not been in office and was replaced. I do not know the reasons for his departure, unquote, said the director of the Ministry of Public Works in Chiriquí, Arturo López, in dialogue with La Prensa. Real was in charge of supervising all the works of the Ministry of Public Works under the Sabons administration, many of them questioned, such as the construction of the modular hospital for the care of COVID-19 patients, the project that dealt with the landslide of Cerro San Pablo in Coclé, in charge of the company Equival S.A., whose owners were donors of the Laurentino Cortizo campaign, in addition to the works carried out by Bagatrac S.A., after the blows of hurricanes Eta and Iota in 2020. The rains and floods in the city of Colón, the free zone of Francefield, caused damage to 500 commercial premises, with the economic losses that can reach up to $15 million, according to inspections carried out by the Colón Chamber of Commerce last Saturday. The most affected areas of the city were Bolívar and Central Avenues and their surrounding streets. In the centre of Colón alone, damage was recorded in more than 200 businesses. The majority are micro, small and medium-sized businesses, including hotels, retail stores, food outlets, peddlers, grocery stores and department stores. Within the Free Zone and Francefield area, more than 300 businesses between warehouses and companies reported losses. The lack of maintenance of the 12 rainwater pumps in the city of Colón, there are only five operational, and the 19 pumps in the Colón Free Zone, only 11 operational, was and is evident, denounced Michael Chen, President of the Chamber of Commerce of Colón, after a press conference held in the morning of Monday. Chen explained that of the 31 pumps, fewer than 16 were working when the floods occurred. Quote, this inaction and irresponsibility harms local commerce, the country's logistics hub, and the physical safety of families, said Chen. The operation of the pumps in the city of Colón is a shared responsibility between the Ministries of Housing and Territorial Planning, MIVIOT, and Public Works. The Ministry of Public Works alleges that they have been monitoring the operation of the infrastructure for months, but tries to distance itself from the crisis. When its minister, Raphael Sabonge, warns that the pumps have not yet been received by the Miviot from its contractor and therefore have not transferred them to the Ministry of Public Works. The Miviot, for its part, has remained silent. As part of the Cologne urban renovation project, the pumps are initially in charge of Miviot, but once the works are satisfactorily received, this entity transfers the infrastructure to the Ministry of Public Works. Damage to businesses includes furniture, merchandise and infrastructure. Homes, automobiles and other infrastructures such as highways, roads and avenues have not been accounted for because the losses would be much greater than those quantified. According to Chen, the economic losses of businesses in the city of Cologne are calculated between $1 million and $4.2 million, while in the Free Zone and France Field they would be between $3.8 million to $11.4 million in losses. The grand total of losses? Well, it's estimated at between $4.8 million to $15 million. That's it. There we go. There's a look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.